And that's way another way in which people's consciousness, their consciences, condemn them. And all those decisions they make where they know, I should have stopped that. Or I should have said something. And they have remorse. And they know they should have done it. I mean, you can fall into self-condemnation that isn't just. But, even so, the conscience is what is going to judge. So what he's saying is, now, are we better than people whose damnation is just? He says, no. We're not any better. We have proved that we are all under sin. All are under sin. Jews and Gentiles. Jews are sinners. Gentiles are sinners. I'm a sinner. You're a sinner. Meaning that we have been under sin in our lives. Now, by that I do not mean that sin is something that's supposed to be a permanent state. But the thing is, no one comes through life unscathed without sin having touched them and without being sinners, except for Christ. But as it is written, and this is written, this is this whole little section here, 10 through 17, it's all taken from the Old Testament. And I'll just kind of run through it, and then I'll run back through it in the Old Testament. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. That's Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 20, where it says, for there is not a just man upon the earth that doeth good and sinneth not. Verse 11, there is none that understandeth, there is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Psalm 14, verses 2 and 3 says, the Lord looked down from heaven. Actually, verse 1, at the end of the verse, it says, let's read Psalm 14, verse 1. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. The Lord looketh down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. They are all gone out of the. They are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. And verse 13 in Romans again. Their throat is an open sepulcher. With their tongues they have used deceits. The poison of asps is under their lips. And the one before Psalm 14 was also the same thing quoted in Psalm 53, verses 2 to 4. But Psalm 5, verse 9. Yeah, Psalm 5, verse 9. For there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is very wickedness. Their throat is an open sepulchre. They flatter with their tongue. Destroy thou them, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee. There's also what's Psalm 140, verse 3. It says, they have sharpened their tongue like a serpent. Adder's poison is in their lips. Verse 2 it said, well, look at Psalm 140, verse 1. Deliver me, O Lord, from the evil man. Preserve me from the violent man, which imagines mischief in their heart. Continually are they gathered together for war. They have sharpened their tongues like a serpent. Adder's poison is under their lips. Selah. And then, it says, their feet are swift, in verse 15 of Romans 3. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Or no, I've skipped 14. Whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. And then in Psalm 10, verse 7, it says, his mouth is full of cursing and deceit and fraud. Who's it speaking of? The wicked. The wicked boasteth of his heart's desire and blesses the covetous whom the Lord abhors. The wicked, you know, they do bless the covetous, don't they? Oh, those wonderful people who desire so much. The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not at all in his thoughts. His ways are always grievous. Thy judgments are far above out of his sight. As for all his enemies, he puffeth at them. He hath said in his heart, I shall not be moved, for I shall never be in adversity. His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and fraud. Under his tongue is mischief and vanity. That's Psalm 10, verses 3 through 7. And then going on, and it says, their feet are swift to shed blood. That's from Isaiah 59, verse 7 and 8. The way of peace, their webs shall not become garments, neither shall they cover themselves with their works. Their works are works of iniquity. The act of violence is in their hands. The way of peace they know not, and they have no judgment in their goings. They have made them crooked paths. Whosoever goeth therein shall not know peace. That's verse 17. Verse 16 refers back to Psalm 10, verse 7, which said, their feet are swift to shed blood. I think it was actually from Isaiah. Let's see. Yeah, Proverbs 1:16. Their feet are swift to shed blood. And then, the way of peace they have not known. That's from Isaiah. Destruction and misery are in their ways. The way of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Paul is concluding all men. Men don't fear God. There's none righteous. All these things, and one way or the other, is the way God looks at man. Verse 19. Now we know. Right, this is all under the heading of what advantage has the Jew? Right? And what about unbelief? You say, well, they're all concluded in unbelief.